Speaker Silver came forward Sunday pledging to restore, in the budget plan the Assembly is now preparing, $260 million in school aid that Governor Cuomo threatened to sideline because the Big Apple missed a deadline to finalize a teacher evaluation system. Silver's move came days after a judge ruled the state couldn't withhold any funding from the city until a court decided on a lawsuit challenging the legality of such a penalty. His stance puts him at odds with fellow Democrat Cuomo at a time when the governor has seen his poll numbers dwindling in what observers say is reaction to the sweeping gun law reforms rushed through Albany. The Assembly's Democratic majority is poised to make restoring the school aid a top priority during budget negotiations. Republican Assemblyman Pete Lopez weighs in.
I don't think it's limited to Democrat, Republican, or upstate, downstate. I think there's an acknowledgement that education is a vital service that we provide. And unless we come together on this currently disjointed state policy and budget funding, our children will suffer.
Cuomo previously stipulated that any school district failing to finalize an evaluation deal by January 17th would be deemed ineligible for a planned increase in state education aid. Meanwhile, advocates say a perfect storm of diminished funding, increasing costs, and a growing low-wage workforce is straining New York's child care program to the breaking point. A new report from downstate business leaders entitled Boosting New York's Economy, Short and Long-Term Economic Gains Through Quality Early Learning, says without quality early child care and education, the future holds unqualified workers and potential bad citizens and a failing economy. On the other hand, children enrolled in high-quality early learning programs are more apt to excel academically and financially as adults. NYSET spokesman Carl Korn applauds Governor Cuomo's effort to expand full-day pre-K. He agrees more needs to be done.
Full-day pre-kindergarten programs are a good way to make sure young children get a good start in school and that the achievement gap that we are all so concerned about never opens in the first place. So this is a sound investment in education. We applaud the $15 million included in the governor's proposed budget, but we believe much more is needed to help all those students out there. If it's such a great program, we should make sure that every child who needs it has it and not pick and choose through a competitive grant program.
Michael DeLuise, president of the Melville Chamber of Commerce on Long Island, says investments in high-quality early care and education have a multiplier effect, giving an immediate boost to New York businesses and long-term economic benefits through a more skilled future workforce.
So New York State right now has a commitment for $25 million in their budget. You say, oh, what is that going to mean? It'll repay itself 16 times, and they're looking at maybe putting quite a bit more, maybe as much as $75 million in it.
Advocates across New York are calling for a change in the allocation formula for the child care subsidy. Governor Cuomo's office did not return calls for comment. There's a link to the early education report on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.